All right, it is 8:49. Need you to be caller number 9 at 800-859-0957. 800-859-0WJR. On the line, a pair of tickets to go see this man, Chris Stapleton, in concert, 760 WJR, welcoming Chris Stapleton's All-American Roadshow 2026 to Ford Field, Saturday, August 8th, with Lainey Wilson and Alan Stone. It's going to be a heck of a show. Caller number 9 gets those tickets, 800-859-0957. Official rules are at WJR.com. Tickets available for purchase starting at 10 a.m. this Friday. So a little bit of a jump on it for you.
Well, listen, if you're looking to start your week with some serious flavor inspiration, Monday Munchies has you covered. Today, we're spotlighting Single Barrel Social, a premier steakhouse and bourbon bar in Brighton, known for its top-tier steaks, curated spirits, and unforgettable dining experience. And joining us to talk about what's cooking and share his culinary insights is Chef Davis Herr-Williams. Chef, thanks for coming in and bringing all
thanks
of this
delicious
food.
Thanks for having me. Thanks for the
kind food.
Words.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I mean, the food that you brought in this morning is just delicious. I mean, my co-hosts are over there chewing while I'm talking.
I swallowed. I'm good.
I'm ready to go.
Okay.
Yeah, we got some Japanese A5 Miyazaki Wagyu for breakfast. Not many people can say that.
No, no. So,
that was the highlight.
Yeah, that was the highlight. And we're also... I showcased a little bit of what we're going to be doing with this this tasting that we have in collaboration with Iron Fish Distillery mm-hmm. next week on the 22nd. It's selling out quickly, so if you want to get tickets, go to singlebarrelsocial.com to get your tickets to the event. But one of the dishes that we're going to feature there is our coffee-crusted filet.
Oh, which was just
thank you. God. Yeah, it's a little bit different. The coffee helps break down the fibers of the meat and make it really, really tender. And then we have like a red wine butter sauce to go with that, some pickled cherries. It's a really well-composed dish that I really enjoy.
So Single Barrel has been around Brighton since, 2019? How did the idea for a steakhouse and bourbon bar come about?
So I wasn't in on the inception of the restaurant, but it started out as a tapas restaurant. Then 2020 happened. I don't know if you guys remember, but times were bad for restaurants.
Yeah.
And the restaurant rebranded as a bourbon bar and steakhouse. One of the owners, Chris, had, you know, spent a lot of time out in California and, you know, wanted to have that kind of refined dining experience here in the Brighton area where he lives. And I think we've done that. I think we continue to do that. We continue to push the envelope. I have an incredible team that supports me in the kitchen and in the front of house with our service staff. And we're innovating. We're doing fun stuff, but keeping it accessible. Like we have a fish and chips on the menu. That's like a basic fish and chips, right? Like mm-hmm. it's fish and french fries. But we use Dover sole instead of like cod or something like that. Mm. And it's super tender. It's, you know, really delightful to like have a piece of fish that's that nice mm-hmm. in a fish and chips form. And people are like, well, what are you doing with this? And it's like, we're just marinating it in a little bit of buttermilk and hot sauce, just like I would for like a catfish.
Catfish, yeah. Yeah.
There are people who don't eat steak, but that's okay because the vegetables that you brought this morning were to die for. Explain.
Thank you so much. So, yeah, I brought in a couple of our little culinary creations that we played around with. We have a green beans with a green bean granola. We actually dehydrate some green beans, turn it into a granola with some coconut and sesame seeds and honey and butter and sugar. And it's really different. And then we finish it with a little bit of cherry infused honey and brown butter. It's really good. And I want our vegetables to not steal the shine necessarily, but to like
enhance
what we're doing with the proteins.
Cause, I love to cook at home, and I think this is what separates home cooks and chefs. I would never think to dehydrate green beans to make it into a granola for green beans.
Yeah.
But it works. It's fantastic.
Thank you.
What is your background? Like, what's your process in coming up with some of these things?
So my process of coming up with some of this stuff, I have a borderline unhealthy amount of cookbooks in my home. And I spend a lot of time going through cookbooks, going over cooking videos. You know, when I was starting out, when I was doing my apprenticeship, I was talking with you guys before mm-hmm. we got on the air, but I used to go to the library and just check out a bunch of cookbooks and read through them like textbooks. And, you know, I didn't go to culinary school, But I was like privileged enough to work with some really talented chefs who showed me the ropes and showed me how to be a chef and showed me how to look at food in a different way. You know, one of my chefs coming up, he didn't look at recipe books. He's like, I don't want to steal someone's idea. I want to come to things organically. And that was a good way of looking at things. And then, you know, I've had, you know, culinary guys that I looked up to that, you know, go through old, you know, cookbooks. I have a couple of like church cookbooks from the 1940s that were like community cookbooks. And, you know, maybe I would never use some of that stuff, but it might get me going, thinking in a certain different direction. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's what I want to do with my guys in the kitchen. And we're very collaborative. It's like, what's interesting to you? What do you think we should do? And that's a jumping off point. And, you know, we can keep playing around from there.
Well, it's not just about steaks. It's about bourbon, too. And, you know, I like a good bourbon every now and then, especially with a cigar. But talk about the bourbons and the different selections you have there.
I'm the worst person to talk to about this because I don't drink. But
okay, that's okay.
We have a crazy selection. We have everything you could want. If I were to drink, it would be at our restaurant because we have everything. Uh-huh. You know, our bar staff is incredible. Paul runs our bar program.
Okay.
And he's doing such cool stuff. Like we keep it fun and creative in the kitchen. They're doing the same thing at the bar. They're doing very unique stuff, you know, looking at things in a different way and, you know, having fun with the bourbon the same way I'm having fun with the food. And one of my foundations of how I try to cook is to try and get the best ingredients, treat them with respect, and don't mess them up. And, you know, we do the same thing with a bar. We get the best ingredients and we don't mess them up.
The food makes you think, like, this is worth the drive to Brighton.
Yeah, it absolutely.
It was delicious. And now I'm going to be on this campaign to get Chef Davis Herr-Williams on Top Chef.
I would love that.
I have zero connections, but I'm working on it.
You know, we'll work on it together yet. I have just as many connections.
Yeah. Fantastic. I mean, the food's great. Love the story. Coming out of COVID, it's a fantastic, fantastic product.
Thank you so much. You know, we put a lot of time and a lot of effort and a lot of, you know, mindfulness into what we're trying to do, and we treat our food with respect because people, you know, times economically aren't the greatest, but we want people to spend their time and money with us, and we treat that with a great deal of respect. We want people to get something, you know, an experience,
value,
a night out. We want to be a part of your evening.
And give us the location again.
We're on Main Street right in Brighton off of Grand River Avenue.
All right.
Yeah, come on out. We do a lot of events and stuff like that. If you want something a little bit more high-end for your work party, end of year, you know, beginning of the first quarter, book them up.
All right. Chef Davis Herr-Williams, Single Barrel Social, thank you so much for coming in, bringing all this delicious food. I'm telling you, we have dined sufficiently this morning. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me. It was a pleasure.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Also, just as a reminder, the University of Michigan getting ready to name their next president today. He is the chancellor of Syracuse. Yeah, so he is coming over. Kent Severud. And they're going to meet today, the board, and
1 o'clock.
Make that vote.
Yep, and the president's here tomorrow.
Yep. Speaking at the...
Of the United States.
Fair enough, good clear distinction.
Clear that. At the Econ Club.
And
soundboard.
We'll see if he tours
he
the
He could come to
show.
WJR if he wants.
Yeah, exactly. All right, more coming up on JR, including Kevin Dietz and All Talk. Don't go anywhere.